上个礼拜六赴约去作乐，排列游弋散心好折磨，用树弯干肉，绿水色山景，大家歌声歌唱甚舒服，永伴吃午饭，饭后有着落，悠悠摄影着机好折磨，共聚首欢乐，正玩得开心，同伴对着转眼便相熟，
欢呼礼拜六
Thank you for tuning in to yet another riveting edition of the radio show where mean meets saccharine, maraschino melodrama. Let us see. We have just heard Juan Le Desumo by Nancy Sitt, Strawberry Sunday by The Menace, The End of the World by Kong Ling and the Fabulous Echoes, Qi Feng Shui Zai Lao by Peter Chan, Stranger to Love by Mad East, Theme for a Dream by Kong Ling and the Fabulous Echoes. And prior, let's see, I gotta get my eyes closer to the screen for this one. Hitorabachino Futari by Kayu Sakamoto, and Somebody Bad Stole the Wedding Bell by Kong Ling. And for tonight's cherry on top, we have Yi Zion Nai Zhui Zhao by Therese Tang. So sorry about that. I believe that was a Japanese pronunciation, which I am not versed in whatsoever. But I hope you enjoyed tonight's show. At least half of it was comprised mainly of Hong Kong artists, and then we had some Japanese and Thai, and you know, just some old American in there, some whatever. Alright, so stay tuned for the Wiggle Room up next, 8 to 9 p.m., and so long, and sayonara. This is me signing off. Cordially yours, DJ Shangri-La.
Vooruit dan ze win.
Wij zijn ze win.
Huis zat ze win.
Huis zat ze win.
Vooruit dan
wij. Wij zijn wij.
Viesag zij.
Viesag zij.
come on, baby, let's rock it down the railroad track. If a train comes along, we ain't never coming back. The way we're living ain't nothing but a big rat race. Yeah, the way we're living ain't nothing but a real rat race. We gonna make like a tree and we gonna leave this place. Close of a long, long day. Yeah, I want my loving at the close of a long, long day. When I get my loving, well, I want it just that way. Well, come on, baby, let's rock it down the railroad track. Yeah, come on, baby, let's rock it down the railroad track. If a train comes along, we ain't never coming back. Baby, let's roll, baby.
They gave me lots of things and a little bit of fun. Yes, they did. everybody's talking about all the wonderful things you do with her, like you used to with me. Can you tell by the look on my face? I still like you that way. Now I can hardly remember why we ever lost ties, but I can tell that I love you, and I still love you. As long as I live,
now for another episode of Mundane and Embarrassing Deaths. Birmingham, England, 1966. Roger Edlesworth is on the high street buying dinner for himself and wife of 25 years, Deidre.
Hi, Roger. How's it going, mate?
Just dandy. 2 orders of fish and chips, eh?
Oh, right. It's Wednesday, isn't it? The night, you know, you take the missus out for the night.
Shut up and hand us our supper, eh?
That's all, Roger. Always thinking of others. Here you go, mate. Cheers.
Ta.
Roger always promises to take the wife out and rarely delivers. He figures he provides food and shelter. If he's a little lax in other additional luxuries, so be it.
Home, love.
Oh, Lord, here we go. Dead and greasy, wrapped in paper. And I got all dressed up for nothing.
From one house coat to another, from the looks of it.
Aye, this here's new, it is.
I'll get the plates then.
Oh, no use messing up a fresh dish over this lot. Not that you've ever lifted a finger to wash neither pot nor pan,
mind. That's because you complain that everything is still greasy after I do it.
Whatever.
The two sit down in front of the telly for supper. That's when Deidre starts to cough. To choke. Deidre, love.
Just get me some water. I'll be fine.
With a nigh uncharacteristic love and concern, Roger rushes to the kitchen and brings back his wife's glass of water.
Here.
Cheers.
In that one fleeting exchange, Deidre sees in the flushed, anxious face of her husband the extent of the fondness he actually has for her. She knows that in a few moments all of it will go back to the usual, to that unconscious exhibition of love without ostentatious display. Still, she'll remember that glass of water and how it held the whole world for one moment, till the day she dies. Which will be overnight, because the fishbone she briefly choked on slit a small but severe wound in her throat, where she'll drown in her own blood because of the thinners she takes.
What you just listened to, Nothing From Nothing from Etta James. That's right. You can't make nothing out of nothing. Not a damn bit of nothing out of nothing. You can't make no... That's right. I remember when Dr. Sarcophagi was in a band some time ago, many years ago, and I did a version, I did a cover of this song. I was like... If you don't care. Yeah, I sang my ass off on that. That's why I have nothing to sit on. Anyway. The name of the band I was in case you wanted to know, the band was called Studs UK. And none of us was from the UK, obviously. Because nothing was going on in our heads. Anyway, song after that, As Long As I Live, Tony Braxton. Yes, Lord, I love that song. All sorts of digital embellishments here and there. Love that song. Then the song after that, well, I am Southern, so I did say that. The song after that was White Town. Your Woman. Man, I love that jam. I remember I was at the club somewhere and I heard this song. I was like, man, what a great song with that Empire Darth Vader theme going on in there. Almost. Love it. Love it. Let's get back to this show. Because nothing. Wow. Nothing leaves nothing.
It's raining, it's pouring, my love life is boring me to tears. After all these years,
no sunshine, no moonlight, no stardust, no sense of romance. We don't stand a chance.
I always dreamed I'd find the perfect lover.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
But she turned out to be like every other woman that I love.
Enough.
Raining,
pouring,
there's nothing left for us here, and
don't you do it.
If you had your bill, get the check, get the bill, you can do it.
Tell her that just get out.
Nothing left to shout about.
Pack her raincoat and toss her out. Just look her
in the eye and simply shout.
Enough is enough.
I can't go on no longer.
Enough is enough.
I want her out the door now. I always dreamed I'd find the perfect lover. But she turned out to be like every other woman that I love.
I had no choice. From the start, I had no choice. I have just given up my heart. It's tearing us apart.
Enough is enough. I can't go on no longer. Enough is enough. I want her out the door now. Goodbye, sister. Goodbye, sugar.
No more tears. Ooh, this is getting funky. Yeah, Doc. Getting down now.
Yeah, this is kind of funky, yeah. Ooh, enough is enough.
See, Doc, this isn't about, you know, Miss Piggy, is it?
No comment.
See you. a great start, don't you think? I mean, Cindy showed up, so right away, Scott, you gotta be pretty psyched, right?
Hey, buddy, I'm not paying you to hear your thoughts on life. I'm paying you to sing.
Well, I have a microphone, and you don't.
So you will listen to every damn word I have to say!
You know, it's funny. Some of us will never, ever find true love.
Like, take, for instance, me. And I'm pretty sure that guy right there. And that lady with the sideburns. And basically everybody at table nine. But the worst thing is that me, Fatty, sideburns lady, and the mutants over at table nine will never ever find a way to better the situation. Because apparently we have absolutely nothing to offer the opposite sex.
You are the worst wedding singer in the world, buddy.
Sir, one more outburst, I will strangle you with my microphone wire. You understand me? Now let's cut this stupid cake, because I know the fat guy's going to have a heart attack if we don't eat again soon. And while we do that, here's a little mood music for you.
Cindy and Scott are newlyweds.
Whoopity-doo! He loves her, but she loves this guy right here. And he loves somebody else. You just can't win. And so it goes until the day you die. This thing they call love is gonna make you cry.
I hate you.
I've had the blues, the reds and the pinks. One thing's for sure.
Love stinks?
Love stinks! Yeah, yeah!
Love stinks!
Love stinks! Yeah, yeah!
Love stinks?
Love stinks! Yeah, yeah!
Love stinks!
Love stinks! Yeah, yeah!
We'll be just listening to Patty Austin, All Behind Us Now, Pet Shop Boys, Love is a Catastrophe, and from the wedding singer, Love Stinks with Adam Sandler. Thank you so much for listening to me here on Sheena's Jungle Room, WFMU, The Wiggle Room. Closing out with Love Kills, Freddie Mercury. Good night.
Isn't it time to return to sanity?
Wouldn't you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? Would you like to glide in my beautiful balloon? We could float among the stars together, you and I. Oh, we could float. The world's a nicer place in my beautiful balloon. It wears a nicer face in my beautiful balloon. We can sing a song and sail along the silver sky. Oh, we can fly, we can fly. Up, up and away. We'll search the cloud for a star to guide us.
If by some chance you find yourself loving me, we'll find some cloud to hide us, keep the moon beside us.
Love is waiting there in my beautiful balloon, way up in the air in my beautiful balloon. If you'll hold my hand, we'll chase your dream across the sky. For we can fly, we can fly. Up and away, beautiful, my beautiful balloon.
The lights, the phone, and so on. And ask yourself what those objects do to your life. Just because they're there. Go ahead. In that room, surround you, the man-made objects in that room, surround you, the television set, the light, the phone. Thank you.
Would you do me a favor? Would you do me a favor? I'd like to stop talking for a minute. And when I do, take a look at the room you're in. And above all, at the man-made objects in that room that surround you. The television set, the lights, the phone, and so on. And ask yourself what those objects do to your life. Just because they're there. Go ahead. In that room, the man-made objects in that room, surround you. The television set, the light, the phone. Well, that is what this series is going to be all about. It's about the things that surround you in the modern world, and just because they're there, shape the way you think and behave. And why they exist in the form they do. And who or what was responsible for them existing at all.
This program is about India, and wine, and war at sea, and electricity, and steam engines, and love affairs, and wallpaper, and other stuff.
Mid Valley.
Show that travels across the great web of knowledge through space and time to find the strangest connections between things.
Mutations.
And all that stuff you've heard before.
Part one.
And welcome. You know how it is. You've had a Tuesday. Ugh. And not the good kind of Tuesday either. Kind of like we were talking about in the last show, it's the kind of Tuesday that feels like a Monday. No bueno. But at least we get to do a little radio, and that's always nice. And while I'm at it, why don't I say a little hello to everyone who has gathered in the chat. We've got a nice